T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Does this take you back? The tan shirt, the khaki pants, the merit badges, and of course, the oath.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
And this is the story of a kid who really takes the scout oath, the part about helping people at all times, and the motto, be prepared, to heart.
12-year-old Joel Craven wasn't really interested in scouting at first.
Well, at first I didn't want to. She kind of put me in.
She is Joel's mom, Carrie.
But once he got into it, he saw opportunities to learn and grow and liked it. And one such opportunity was getting to choose which merit badges to pursue. And one in particular.
We learned how to deal with head injuries, heat stroke, frostbite, leg injuries, arm injuries, a lot of different things. And we also learned the, as you should know, the Heimlich maneuver.
Yep, the old first aid badge.
Now, back when you were a scout, they probably weren't teaching the Heimlich maneuver. But today they do. And that's a good thing. Just ask Joel's buddy.
When it happened at my school, I could hear my friend rasping and trying to get some breath. So I turn to him and I say, are you okay? Are you choking? And he nods. And I say, do you want me to do the Heimlich maneuver? He's a fellow Boy Scout, so he understands what this means. So he nods.
When you're just about to start this, did you think, okay, this is what I've trained for. I'm using my skills. Were you calm?
I was trying to act calm, but inside I wasn't very calm. It's like, I've been trying to do this, I should be able to do this, but what if I can't?
Joel got behind his friend, started the sharp upward thrusts on the abdomen again and again and again.
Turns out that repetition is important, according to Captain Troy Shepner with the Leawood Fire Department and the Boy Scout instructor who taught Joel this life-saving skill.
It's part of the process of teaching it, is that we go through the steps of, you know, it might not be successful. And if it's not successful, what do you do next? It's not something that works the first time off. Rarely does.
It took 5 tries before it worked, before that piece of food lodged in his friend's throat finally popped out, saving his life.
So that afternoon, Joel came home from school, and he starts telling me, Mom, I had this great day today.
Carrie is Joel's mom.
We had a test, and I think it was math, and I got a B+ on it. We had a test in science, and I got an A on it. And you know, he's telling me all these things that happened the day, and he kind of starts to walk out of the room, and he turns around, and he says, oh, yeah, and I did the Heimlich maneuver on my friend who was choking at lunch. And, of course, I'm sitting there, way to bury the lead, son, you know. Next time, start with that.
Joel has always been a very active learner and puts what he learns to practice.
Vic Smedley is with Boy Scout Troop 366.
So it wasn't surprising from the standpoint that Joel would be involved in something like this. And he will be one of the leaders in our troop down the road.
But Scouting USA has already recognized Joel's leadership with one of its highest honors, the Medal of Merit.
I was talking to Troy that night, and he said, you know, Boy Scouts has an award for just this kind of thing. And it is not something they hand out very often, but it's exactly in cases like this where adults and scouts who are not actively involved in day-to-day life-saving professions. It's just for, you know, quote-unquote ordinary folk that have had the training and that have done something extraordinary that they've learned in their training and saved a life.
A letter was read at the ceremony where Joel was given the medal. Troy, Captain Shepner, wrote it, and it read in part,
"To be able to save someone's life is an amazing accomplishment and humbling one." And that humility is very clear in Joel's response to saving his friend's life.
Were you close before this?
Yeah, we were good friends.
What's it like now?
I'd say we're better friends.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.